T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. Today, my guests are Fulton County Solicitor General Keith Gamage and Brenda Smeaton, who is with Georgia Justice Project. Brenda, let's start with you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me here.
Well, certainly. And Mr. Gamage, always a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine. Good morning.
We always talk to you about the expungement summits that you have. You have one coming up on January 25th. Now, tell me why you're doing it and where you're holding it.
So part of our job, of course, is public safety. But also there's so many people who made a misstep and have the opportunity to get their records cleaned up and get them back to work. And the public loves it, and we want to make sure that we're partnering with folks of a like mind and that we are removing these old records and getting our citizens back to work. This time it's going to be January 25th of this year, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the C.T. Martin Recreation Center. That's the old Adamsville Rec in District 10, and we partnered also with Councilmember Andrea Boone, who's Councilmember for District 10.
So how long have you been doing these, and why did you start doing it?
So this is our seventh one, and each time we've partnered with either corporate sponsors and the Georgia Justice Project, but the community needs it. And some would say it's not the traditional role of a prosecutor to be actively engaged in expunging records, but there's so many poor people, so many marginalized folks who really deserve this opportunity, and it is one of the most rewarding things for our team.
And when you listen to the stories and you hear people's problems and their issues, and then they come to one of your expungement summits, tell us some of the stories that make you say, wow, this is worth it after all. Even more so than I thought in the beginning.
Usually it costs about $2,500 or so to file a petition to have an expungement. Our free events where we've helped thousands already. So one story is this. A young lady who I met recently told me about her friend. 40 years of age, 2 children, had been unemployed for about 15 years because of a minor misstep, a misdemeanor. She came to our expungement at the Temple in November and now is working at UPS. What it meant to me when she told me that was that now this lady can better take care of her family, that she can now plan for a retirement at a very good job. It meant life to her. It meant hope. It meant opportunity. And it is the most impactful thing we can do.
Brenda Smeaton here with the Georgia Justice Project. So working with this particular agency, how does it help what you're doing?
We wouldn't be able to do this work at the level that we are without a partnership with Georgia Justice Project. They are really the leading folks moving the needle forward in criminal justice reform from the perspective of defense-minded folks. They are integral to this process, and we need them on every event. And really, they are able to speak to the needs of the community and actually work one-on-one with the citizens. The role of the prosecutor, certainly we can remove the record with our signature after an investigation. But the Georgia Justice Project helps us go through the thousands of applications and records that we have to determine eligibility. And then they also do even more by making sure that folks who might not even fit the criteria can get good advice to help them find the jobs or do even alternative things that better position them for employment.
Brenda Schmeaton is here. What is the Georgia Justice Project?
We are a nonprofit organization. We're located in the old Fourth Ward. We've been around for 32 years, and we represent people that can't afford an attorney with criminal defense and criminal records work. So we represent hundreds of people a year who have something on their criminal record, helping them to understand what is on their record, what might be able to come off. If we can't get it off under Georgia's law, maybe we can apply for a pardon with them, correcting their record, anything that they can do to alleviate the impact of their criminal record. We help them with that.
And what are some of the type crimes that we're talking about that you can possibly help them with?
So Georgia's law doesn't necessarily depend on what the crime was. It depends on how it was resolved. So if you have a charge that didn't lead to a conviction on your record, then we can get that off, no matter what the charge was. There are limited convictions that can come off of your record in Georgia. Georgia is kind of behind many other states in the country in terms of what you can get off, something we're trying to change. But if you have a misdemeanor that you were convicted of before you turn 21, we might be able to help you get that off. But primarily, we're talking about non-convictions.
We're talking to Keith Gamage, who is the Fulton Solicitor General, and we're talking to Brenda Schmieden, who is with the Georgia Justice Project. And we're talking about the MLK Jr. Holiday Legacy Expungement Bowl. It is on January 25th from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at the C.T. Martin Recreation Center, which is at 3201 ML King Jr. Drive Southwest in Atlanta. Now, is this just for people from Atlanta?
So anybody can attend, but we can only assist those who have a record from Fulton County. But Maria, this also includes a jobs component. And so our salute to the MLK legacy speaks to not just helping folks get their record clean, but helping them get their record clean so that they can take care of themselves and their family. And so Fulton WorkSource and Atlanta WorkSource have partnered with us, along with Councilmember Boone and the Georgia Justice Project.
Brenda Schmieden with Georgia Justice Project. How do you normally come across people who need your help? Do they walk into your office, or how does that work?
They do come into our office or give us a call. They can find us online at gjp.org. So anybody can come in and fill out an application. We'll meet with them and talk to them about their record and advise them of what they might be able to do. And we do only represent people that can't afford their own attorney.
We talked to Mr. Gamage about the stories that you hear from people that makes him say, this is worthwhile, what I'm doing. What kind of stories do you hear?
So we represent hundreds of people a year on who have a criminal history who come in, and they're facing lots of challenges, and they're wondering, why was I denied a job? Why was I denied a place to live based on something that didn't even result in a conviction on my record? So one story that comes to mind, a young man who was trying to get a job with Delta, he had something on his record that didn't result in a conviction, but it was a problem when he was going through the interview process. So we were able to get that off, and he was able to get the job. And the people that we work with are clients are so grateful. They just want to work. You know, they want to take care of their families. They want to move on from this thing that happened in their past.
When it comes to the legislative process and the laws, we hear of laws where certain items won't be asked on applications. How far have we come in that respect?
So I think the policy you're referring to is called Ban the Box, which in 2015, then Governor Deal banned the box for the state as an employer. So if I go to apply for a job with the state, they're not going to ask that up front. They're going to wait until they make me a tentative offer of a job. So it doesn't apply to private employers, but lots of private employers are following suit. This is a growing movement around the country. There's many states where it does apply to private employers. So your big companies like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, they don't want to have different policies in 50 different states. So they're getting better. And it's also just a tight labor market. And people are, you know, they don't want to count somebody out necessarily just because of something that happened in their past. So employers are getting better. We do a lot of work trying to educate employers, but there is definitely a movement to reconsider how those records are used.
So this expungement event, which is the MLK Jr. Holiday Legacy Expungement Bowl, Misdemeanor Record Forgiveness and Second Chance Job Fair, happens on Friday, January 25th from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at the C.T. Martin Recreation Center, which is on ML King Jr. Drive Southwest in Atlanta. Solicitor General Gamage, who should come?
Anyone who believes that they have something on their record that's holding them back, specifically if it is a misdemeanor. But it is very important to go onto our website, fill out an application in advance, and that's at FultonRestorativeJustice.org. Because even if we can't help to remove something from their record, we may be able to help point them to the right direction and give them some assistance.
Brenda Schmieden, Georgia Justice Project. So why did you all partner with the Solicitor General's office?
So we've been working with the solicitor for a couple of years now on these events, and there's two reasons why it's important for us to partner. And you often don't see prosecutors and defense attorneys partnering, but one is capacity. You know, there's so many people in Georgia that are struggling with this issue, so we're able to represent a lot and help a lot more people through these events. And the other thing is Solicitor Gamage has shown real leadership and commitment to these issues. I remember he was the first prosecutor that attended a training that I did probably about 5 years ago, even before he was solicitor. So he's been committed to these issues before there was a microphone or a camera in front of him. So we appreciate all that he's done to move this issue forward in the state.
Final question, Mr. Gamage, what is your goal for those who may have had infractions that occurred in Fulton County?
We think it better and better protection of public safety by reducing the likelihood of recidivism and helping people who made a misstep and it's held them back by telling them that we still love them and that they deserve a second chance. We think it's the work of God. We think it's what we're supposed to be doing. In fact, we know it is, and we're committed to continuing these efforts.
Solicitor Gamage, Ms. Smeaton, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.